Fisher was the first to declare his candidacy after Abramson's announcement. He said his campaign was about one thing.
Jobs, jobs, jobs.
Fisher has campaigned heavily on his experience as a businessman. He says he would create an Office of Innovation and other posts in metro government to lure businesses into the city.
Government can help create a climate for businesses to grow, and then it needs to get out of the way. Government, through the mayor, can convene business leaders, nonprofit leaders, to ask, where do you need help?
Fisher has been criticized for being too similar to Abramson. His communications manager is a former Abramson spokesperson, and he's earned the mayor's endorsement. But while he acknowledges Abramson's contributions, Fisher says he would take a more business-like approach to running the city.
The city hadn't had a mayor that's been a business person and entrepreneur for over 50 years either. So what you do when you go in any new company or in any new organization is take a look at the resources that you have and are they best utilized.
Thank you. Thank you.
Ever since he announced his candidacy, Republican Hal Heiner has said as mayor he would be a departure from what he called the city establishment's status quo. He says if elected, he will call for a full audit of metro government on his first day in office.
Some of that information will come back. Will be, they'll be sort of the good, the bad, and the ugly, and possibly. And that just needs to be released to the public.
Heiner is also a metro councilman, and he's been a frequent critic of Abramson since merger. But he praises the mayor for keeping government services running and leading the newly merged government through its formative years. But he adds that waste and better ways of operating the city have been overlooked.
There is also a hopefulness and expectation that Louisville has underperformed its potential.
Heiner has been criticized for his socially conservative views. He voted against the fairness ordinance and donated thousands of dollars to a group that was fighting same-sex marriage. He says he'll enforce the fairness ordinance and that his social views won't matter in the mayor's office. For all their differences on the campaign trail, Heiner and Fisher have quite a bit in common. Heiner, too, has said he will create a more business-friendly atmosphere in metro government. He contends Fisher has co-opted his plans to reform education, reevaluate city services, and to scale back the Ohio River Bridges project if it will be too expensive. Both candidates have released books of their policies. Heiner's is more detailed, and Fisher's looks further into the future.
I know we're losing a good man. Jerry Everson's done a fabulous job.
On 4th Street, days before the election, South Louisville resident Steve Boldery takes a cigarette break. He's leaning toward voting for Heiner tomorrow, but says he doesn't expect any mayor to match Abramson's popularity, success, and longevity.
The next guy that comes in, I'll never stay that long. They'll vote him out. Because you're not going to replace a 21-year mayor.
Gabe Bullard, WFPL News.